Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 23, The C in Competency. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode brings us to the final episode focused on competency, the C in the core framework that structures this entire audiobook. And Earl closes out this section with a mix of critique, storytelling, and what I would call bracing clarity. Earl begins with a somewhat critical look at college education. He points to low completion rates in his era, and suggests that many people attend college not because they want to learn or grow, but because it is expected by family, by society, by tradition. He's clear that he's not opposed to college, quite the opposite. For those who genuinely want to be there, who want to develop skills, deepen understanding, and grow, it can be an extraordinary opportunity. What seems to bother him most is something he never quite says: the tragedy of wasted opportunity. To have access to one of the most powerful educational environments available and then drift through it without effort or engagement, that's what seems to upset him. Competency requires attention, and without intention, even the best environments can't help. From there, Earl moves into the world of writing and observation. He noted that when John Steinbeck won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1962, it marked the end of an era. Steinbeck did not go to college to become a writer. He developed his voice outside the formal academic training. Earl wonders, and probably correctly, I think, whether this would even be possible today. He makes an interesting observation. People whose job it is to comment on, critique, or observe society, you know, writers, reporters, thinkers, are often products of these institutions that they analyze. Some distance seems to matter. Independence of thought matters. Competency isn't just technical skill, it's perspective. Earl then tells one of my favorite stories in the entire audiobook, and it's about Babe Ruth. Ruth was once playing at an away stadium, being relentlessly booed by the crowd. Early in the game, he struck out multiple times. The jeering intensified. When it was his turn to bat again, Ruth stepped out of the dugout, smiled, and tipped his cap to the crowd. He missed the first pitch. The crowd went nuts. He missed the second pitch. The crowd was going crazy. On the third pitch, he hit a home run, and it was one of the longest ever recorded at that time. As he rounded the bases, he smiled, tipped his hat to the crowd. Later, when asked about it, Ruth said he believed in the law of averages. If he kept swinging, eventually good things would happen. That's competency in action. Show up. Do the work, accept the misses, trust the process. In the final section of this episode, Earl delivers what feels like the central truth of the entire competency section. He says that life operates by laws, not luck. What we have, who we are, is largely the result of past effort. Life, in this sense, is a mirror reflecting back what we've put into it. It's a hard idea to hear. It can feel unforgiving, but it also fills us with hope, because if our current situation is shaped by past actions, then our future outcome can be shaped by new actions. We are not trapped. We are not fixed in place and time. To change the world, Earl reminds us, we must first change ourselves. He closes with a line from Ralph Waldo Emerson that feels like the perfect summation of this entire section. What a new face courage puts on everything. A determined man, by his very attitude and the tone of his voice, puts a stop to defeat and begins to conquer. So episode 23 leaves me with this reminder. Competency is built, not inherited. Opportunity must be used, not admired. Progress follows effort, not luck. And courage, paired with determination, changes what is possible. This brings us to the end of competency and prepares us for what comes next. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.